Perech 3, Mishnah 3, 4, and 7. Rabbi Hanaya ben Tiradya said, if two sit together and interchange words of Torah, the Shekhinah abides between them. Rabbi Shimon said, if three eat at a table and speak words of Torah, it is as if they have eaten at the table of Hamakom, the omnipresent. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa said, when 10 people sit together and occupy themselves with Torah, the Shekhinah abides among them.
The Shekhinah is surely abiding right here. I didn't know my mother's parents. I'm named for them. They died young as second or third generation New Yorkers. My dad's parents I knew as a child, but have come to know them so much better in the last couple of decades, long after they've died. They've become very much part of my being and what I learn and pass on. So it's never too late. It's like they say, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. I don't know if that's true, but it's never too late to have the wisdom of the grandparents. Sarah's tent and Sarah Imenu, Sarah Arhasafta, our Hachama, the wise woman, grandmother, has been a place, even more than my grandparents, where I've spent a lot of time doing healing for younger selves, for myself of now. My own grandsons are learning to come into that wider reality, to open those gates to the much larger, that Mobius strip time, what Eve was talking about, organic time, that keeps the flowing time, to enter through the gates beyond all the video games into this much wider reality. The grandmothers of all of our people, I had the great blessing of being part of the first global women's gathering, the 13 indigenous grandmothers. Here are a few of these amazing women who had never been out of their little corner of the planet, and yet many of whom had had dreams that they would be coming together with 13 other indigenous grandmothers. Some of their grandmothers gave them 13 feathers to say, you will come together, because the grandmothers are needed. And I would like to invite everyone into Sarah's tent, just for a couple of minutes, because moving into that archetypal reality, moving beyond our small spaces, into that liminal space that's right, like right there for each of us. For some people to take one world over, it's like a whole step. We're in a room. So that step can be 1 inch over to the right, one world over, is one of those gateways into that liminal space, into that much larger archetypal reality. And grandmother wisdom is so needed. The planet is calling. The grandmothers, who not in many other cultures, but in our culture, were often tossed aside. We are here now. And like Eve, all of us are being called. And I want to invite also the men to take on an archetypal grandmother within Sarah's tent. Sarah's tent is an awesome place of holiness, of wholeness, of timelessness. She exists through time in this Mobius strip world. Sarah's tent exists always. And just kind of come and play, come and see. In one world over, you actually create the being that you want to become, in this case, just for a few minutes. You place the energies that you want, the hopes, the stature that you want to grow into, the attributes that you want to pass along. And you say, come be here right by me. And then let me step in. Take that step one world over. And taking just a minute now, who is that who has gone through, who has already learned those things? So regardless of age, of sex, of any aspect of gender, to take on the grandmother, whoever and however that is for you to learn through, place her just by your side. And then lean in, take on that mantle. Take on the mantle of that one world over. That one in archetypal reality, who you can be for this moment, and have that flowing through you, through grandmother's eyes, through the milk of the grandmothers, the milk that pours love for the earth, that pours compassion. The grandmother's womb, carrying a compassion for all. And in the next 1 minute, equal to all the time you need, live in that reality. Become her. Feel her. And coming back to yourself, but with that knowing still with you, with that energy, Nadia bringing us into the Hodiani, the Kitsi, to be the elders, to be the Chachamot, to be the wise women. She is El Rachum Vechanon, she is Rachamema, we are she. As we take our time in this place, wake up as you hear her singing inside you. Shekhinah is here with us. We are in the Makom. And now for just one more minute, become the most beloved grandchild, going again into Sarah's tent as the grandchild, as the one who can run and play or run and be cuddled or eat the best sticky buns. Take a minute, again, 1 minute, equal to all the time you need to experience full safety compassion, care, clarity of the beloved grandchild in Sarah's tent. Restoring and restoring. What are the stories our grandchildren need to hear so they know how to live? How do we tell the stories for our children's grandchildren's grandchildren?